You've tuned into CKVS 93.7, The Voice, community radio broadcasting from our studios in downtown Salmon Arm. Community radio is a non-commercial alternative produced by volunteers and supported by members, sponsors, and your generous donations. Consider a pre-approved payment of $5, $10, $15, $20, or even $25 monthly. It would go a long way towards keeping the music playing. Join us and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week on Live in the Shoe Swap, we've been listening to the solo piano compositions and arrangements of Benny Lackner. Before the break, you heard his tune Decompression. Up next, Benny plays a composition entitled The Fourth Member, dedicated to his youngest child. But first, our guest turns the tables on our host by asking a question of his own.
I really enjoyed the one you wrote about your son. Because I found that one really playful, just the way it developed.
Yeah. Do you think it's a different experience for the listener if they know the title and have a little background on each song rather than playing the whole? Because some pianists will get up there and they'll just play for an hour without talking.
I think that from a listener's perspective, having something at one point of reference probably helps, because then you're kind of listening with intent instead of taking it in. And I guess free associating. Not everybody's good at free associating, but just having it doesn't even have to be a lot. A couple of words, and like you say, oh, this is about my son. It's called fourth member. So and so it kind of gives you a direction to go in while you're listening.
Yeah, that's good to know. I mean, it's always nice to have feedback.
Yeah.
On these things, because sometimes I think that I'm actually announcing too many songs or talking too much, and you never know.
That gives the audience a frame of reference, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of awkward listening and going, well, that's great, but what does it mean? Or what's it about? And so that way you've got kind of a hook to go in there. And now you're listening because you've got a little picture in your head as to what the song might be about.
Yeah. And it's also probably with the trio, we play some Jimi Hendrix and some Bjork and some well-known tunes, and we do something different with them.
Yeah.
So that's the same thing, the frame of reference. But if you're sitting there and I'm playing 10 original compositions without announcing them, it's probably super abstract. Yeah.
Thank you.
also play with a trio. What kind of music do you guys do then?
It's similar.
Yeah.
It's actually a real challenge to translate some of the trio tunes to solo.
Yeah.
Because I don't obviously have the drums and the bass. And I've been doing solo now for a while, so I'm more comfortable. But making that leap, you feel totally exposed without the other two musicians on stage.
Right.
And like the biggest thing for me, also when I go see a solo concert, is contrast.
Yeah.
And keeping the audience interested and keeping yourself interested. And so I try to mix it up with some really rhythmic stuff, going into slower ballads and minor keys, and then more into the playful thing as well.
That's all for now. You've been listening to Benny Lackner play one of his compositions entitled It's Gonna Happen. I'm Richard Sevigny, thanking you for tuning in and supporting Community Radio. Be sure to come back next week to this time slot for more live in the Shoe Swap.